Frontier Hut.
Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up on this evening's bulletins, Donegal County Council has been meeting all day to set its budget for next year, but has come into issues surrounding setting a 5% increase on commercial rates. The man who passed away from injuries he sustained in a crash in Derry yesterday morning has been named as 57-year-old David Elder of Ballymoney. Donegal has made marine history after a female narwhal washed up at Sweet Nelly's Beach in Inishowen. And the funerals for two of the victims of a crash in Louth last weekend have heard stories about two young men who were full of life. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport coming up at 9:15. Colin Ferter will have all the latest and nooked after that. Going to start though with Donegal County Council. It has been meeting all day to set its budget for next year. However, it came into issues surrounding setting a 5% increase on commercial rates. Donal Kavanagh from the Highland Radio Newsroom is in Lifford and is on line one here to give us all the latest. Donal, how's it been going today?
Thanks very much indeed, Donna Marie. I can confirm within the past 5 minutes, Donegal County Council's budget meeting has adjourned until Wednesday week, the 3rd of December. That's to allow for further discussions between members and officials. You can hear that Councillor Paul Canning sought to adjourn the meeting to allow the executive groupings meet with the executive and discuss potential changes to the draft budget. It followed a 90-minute meeting between Fianna Fáil and members of the executive. Sinn Féin Councillor Jack Murray said members should stay and reach a decision this evening. That was backed by Labour Councillor Martin Farran. Well, Fianna Fáil's Liam Bainey proposed the adjournment backed by Councillor Michael McLaverty. He said it would give members a chance to clear their heads and recharge their batteries. The executive's request for a 5% increase in the commercial rate is, as you said, at the heart of what seems to be becoming an increasingly intractable impasse. Fianna Fáil Whip Councillor Kieran Brogan said they had sought clarification from the executive on a number of issues, but the executive wasn't in a position to answer those questions. He said an adjournment would allow the executive to formulate answers and allow discussions to proceed. Now, Councillor Micheál Cullenbeg-Aspig protested quite vociferously at the idea of an adjournment. He said Fianna Fáil was playing politics. However, it was agreed to adjourn, and the meeting will reconvene on Wednesday week, the 3rd of December.
Thanks for that, Donal. The man who passed away from injuries he sustained in a crash in Derry yesterday morning has been named as 57-year-old David Elder of Ballymoney. The collision involved a lorry and a white Peugeot partner van and occurred on the Windy Hall Road between Limavady and Coleraine shortly after 9:45. Police are continuing to investigate the circumstances and are appealing for those with information to make it known to them. Donegal made marine history after a female narwhal washed up at Sweet Nelly's Beach. The animal is fondly known as the unicorn of the sea and is the first of its kind to appear on the Irish shoreline. It was discovered by a family walking on the beach in the Inishowen Peninsula. The narwhal is an Arctic species, and Dr. Simon Barrow, the CEO of the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, says these findings are extremely rare.
First record for Ireland, the 10th record for Western Europe. The last record in Europe was in 2016 in Belgium, and before that, 1949 in the UK. So it's that rare and that exciting, and that's why we wanted to capture it, learn from it, and share the news with everybody throughout Europe.
The funerals of the two victims of a crash in Louth last week have heard stories about two young men who were full of life. Alan McCluskey and Dylan Commons were two of five that died when the car they were travelling in crashed outside of Dundalk last Saturday. Their friends Chloe Hibson, Shay Duffy and Chloe McGee were also killed. Jessica Woodlock has this report from Louth.
Of all the coming that
hundreds of mourners, tractors and cars lined the streets of Drumcondra in Meath this morning to remember 23-year-old Alan McCluskey. His funeral mass, we're told, he had a love for driving, adventure, his work and his friends. Father Finian Connaughton said his loss will be felt across the community.
We remember the joy that he brought to us, the love that he showed, the kindness that he shared as he reached out to help others.
This afternoon, 23-year-old Dylan Commons was remembered for his love of cars. His sister Lauren told the mass her brother laughed loudly and left an imprint on everyone he met.
Rest easy, Dylan, the showman. Your journey was wild, bright and unforgettable, and your story will live on in all of us.
President Catherine Connolly and Foreign Affairs Minister Helen McEntee were amongst those in attendance at the masses today. Tomorrow, the funerals of Shea Duffy and Chloe McGee will take place in Monaghan. Jessica Woodlock, RD, County Louth.
HEGWA has posted reports following inspections of two centres for people with disabilities in Donegal. Slieve Glass Community Group Home was found substantially compliant in three areas and fully compliant with the rest, while Ardclogher Community Group Homes were fully compliant in every regulation. Katie Gillen has this report.
There were six residents at Slieve Glass Community Group Home when the unannounced inspection took place in July. Inspectors found that residents were receiving a safe and person-centred service, and staff members were found to be knowledgeable about the needs of residents, their individual communication preferences and the supports required. The report found that the centre were substantially compliant in the areas of positive behavioural support, risk management procedures and premises, and fully compliant with the others. HEGWA say some improvements were required to ensure full compliance with the regulations, which would further enhance the good care provided. Meanwhile, there were nine residents present when the unannounced inspection took place at Ardclogher Community Group Homes in July. The centre was found to be fully compliant with regulations, with the report saying the centre offered a good service to residents and safeguarding was well managed, with residents telling the inspector that if they had any concerns, they would be happy to speak to staff and were confident that any issues raised would be addressed.
The links to the full reports can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. A driver in Letterkenny is facing court after crashing through a roundabout and toppling a tree on Wednesday night. When Gardaí arrived at the scene, they discovered the car had severely worn out front tyres and the motorist also failed a roadside breath test, resulting in an arrest. The individual is now set to appear in court in the coming weeks. Gardaí have issued a warning to road users to always check their vehicles for safety and to never drive under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukraine is at one of the most difficult moments in the country's history. The president says he expects more political pressure to agree to a US-backed peace proposal over the next week. However, he insists he won't betray Ukraine's national interest. The plan would force Kyiv to give up territory it still holds and ban it from joining NATO. As Ukrainians work on a counter-proposal to their plan, the president addressed his people.
This is one of the hardest moments in our history. The pressure on Ukraine today is among the heaviest we have ever faced. Currently, Ukraine may be facing an extremely difficult decision, either a loss of dignity or the risk of losing a key partner.
Councillor Jerry McMonagall has been elected chairperson of the newly established Donegal Local Community Safety Partnership. The partnership, which held its first meeting this week, replaces the former Joint Policing Committee and will bring together state services and local communities to tackle challenges across the county, Donegal County Council says. Councillor McMonagall says the group will play a key role in supporting communities and addressing any concerns they may have.
We've been without a policing committee now for 18 months, so we're looking forward to the community safety partnerships being set up. This happened on Monday. It was a good turnout from all the agencies, the community groups and indeed the elected representatives. So we have a job of work to do now. I was elected the chairperson, very pleased to be elected chairperson, and Joe Boland from the community was elected as vice chair. So we have a job of work to do now in putting together a policing plan with and Garda Síochána Conna to roll out and to help and assist and support our local communities right across Donegal.
And there was a few concerns about transparency with the direction that these meetings would be held in private and then by discretion made public. How would you respond to those concerns from people?
Yeah, well, at the meeting we had a discussion on that and we were very surprised that there was that perception out there, to be honest. The policing meetings have always been open to the media and the public and they will continue to be so. The AGM was in camera just to get it up and running and started. But going forward, all the partnership meetings, the media will be invited. And we discussed about to go out and have a public consultation across the county in different areas with the local communities to find out exactly what is their needs, what are their fears, and how can we as a community safety partnership help and assist them and allay them fears.
The boss of Ryanair says very few people ran into issues with its app yesterday. Traffic to the company's website surged as fans struggled to book flights to see Ireland play Czechia in the World Cup playoffs. There's also criticism the company's engaging in so-called dynamic pricing. But Ryanair boss Michael O'Leary say they need to cover the costs of empty return legs.
There are just numbers. I mean, if you look at the dynamic, we added about 3,000 extra seats yesterday to Prague. As of late last night, more than 2,000 of those extra seats already sold. Like, there's incredible demand. The system is responding all the time to huge demand or surge in bookings being made yesterday and the day before. A lot of that, by the way, not being paid by passengers. A lot of travel agents and tour operators are already putting together packages. Very few people got bounced off the app. Like, the app, we have huge capacity. I don't know why one or two people may have been bounced off the app. It certainly wasn't anything to do with the airline. We released the seats. All the seats are priced and they sell on the first-come, first-served basis.
Well, Fine Gael Senator Mark Duffy says many fans were left unable to buy tickets.
The element of increasing prices of flights is not illegal, but the moves in terms of people being bumped off when they're trying to book flights at a certain rate, that's not fair. But I think the overall approach needs to be reviewed by the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission.
Sinn Féin says a dispute over pensions for some school staff needs to be sorted in a matter of days. Talks at the Workplace Relations Commissions have broken down over provisional of pensions out to caretakers and secretaries. The matter is now to be referred to the Labour Court for further discussion. Fine Gael TD James Gilhan says the department has been keen to find a resolution despite claims contrary to from unions.
As I understand, what has happened is that the talks have broken down in the WRC, and the procedure then is that it gets referred to the Labour Court, and it's now going to go before the Labour Court. And from what I saw this morning, the Department of Education have given a very clear statement that they want a meaningful outcome, but they can't deliver on a meaningful outcome without the support of the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform as well.
Sinn Féin TD Rose Conway Walsh says she doesn't want to see a return of strike action that was seen earlier this year.
I mean, I met them in Mayo. I went out and stood with them in different parts of Mayo. I really do not want to see this happening again, that they have to, that they're forced to go out and strike. Now, this is the first challenge for Minister Nocton, and she needs to do this, but it needs to be done within days.
It's 12 minutes past five. Mark Gallagher will be at the sports desk after these. It's just after 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll start with rugby. Ireland captain Ciarán Doris believes the success of the November series hinges on their clash with world champion South Africa tomorrow. The Springboks come to the Aviva Stadium chasing a first win in Dublin since 2012. Doris says they're prepared for the momentum to swing wildly over the course of the 80 minutes.
We're aware that they're going to have momentum at times in the game. Decisions are going to go with them. The ball is going to fall and bounce in their way at times, and loving the adversity, of course, loving when momentum's with us and aiming for that, but being aware that's not going to be the case for the full 80 minutes.
Kick-off at the Aviva is at 5:40 tomorrow evening. In Gaelic games, due to a bereavement in the Four Masters Club, tomorrow's Donegal Under-21A Football Championship semi-final between Glenswilly and Four Masters has been rescheduled for this Sunday at 12 o'clock at the Burn Road in Termon. That game was originally scheduled for tomorrow. The other semi-final between Neve Connell and Termon will go ahead as planned on Sunday from 2:30 in Glenswilly. Moving on to soccer, Derry City have announced Dara Markey has joined the club from Drogheda United on an initial two-year deal. The 28-year-old spent five seasons at the County Louth club and was part of the side that beat the Candy Stripes in the 2024 FAI Cup final. The midfielder is Tiernan Lynch's first new recruit ahead of the 2026 campaign, and he says he can't wait to get started.
Look, it wasn't an easy decision to leave Drogheda. You know, it's never easy to leave a place where you've got good relationships. You know, 5 years is a long time to spend somewhere, but you know, it's definitely 100% the right decision for myself. I know that this club, you know, it's been second place in the league a number of the last couple of seasons. So I know it's been to the Aviva many times as well in the last couple of years as well. So 100%, I know it's a great squad. So very excited to be a part of it, yeah.
English Premier League clubs have voted in favour of a new financial fair play system to replace profit and sustainability rules. From next season, they'll work on a squad cost ratio basis, which limits overall spending to 85% of a team's revenue. That'll include money on wages, transfer fees and agents' fees. Clubs will also no longer be able to sell assets such as hotels to themselves. Celtic non-executive director Ross Desmond has accused some of the club's fans of being bullies. He made the claim during their AGM, which had to be abandoned due to disruption and protests against the club's board. Directors were greeted with red cards and boos before Desmond went on to say criticism of the board has been aggressive and irrational. Interim manager Martin O'Neill was also in attendance and was far from impressed.
I thought it was a really sad morning, and wonder what Jock Stein would have made it of, because he talked about unity. Unity has been so important at a football club, because without it you don't have it and you won't win. So that was really sad.
Institute are in action in the Irish League Championship this evening. They play Loughgall at 7:45. And there are two games in the NAFL Premiership. Glentoran play Dungannon Swifts and Larne are at home to Glenavon. Locally, the big game of the weekend is on Sunday as Donegal and Inishowen collide once again in the Oscar Traynor Trophy at Ballyar. Unlike previous years, the winner of this two-legged tie will progress straight through to the semi-finals of the competition, something that Donegal manager Eamon Sheridan says is a source of motivation.
Yeah, it's a great incentive for either of us straight into the semi this year. Provincial winner goes straight into the semi. So I suppose ideally, and as you know ourselves, we'd like to play a few games against other counties, but fortunately, Kevin Monaghan again, nobody's interested in taking part. So as for the other promises, they have plenty of games to play, but it is what it is. We play each other again, and I can't imagine there'd be much on it.
Well, Andrew Foley is the new Inishowen manager this year. He says he aims to get the team back competing in the latter stages of the competition.
They've maybe come up a little bit short. I think Donegal have beaten them pretty well over the last couple of years. And when I spoke to Dermot initially, I think they're really trying to look back at maybe 2015 when they pushed on and they saw how well that they can do once they get everybody together and pushing in the same direction. So the history that I've got with a lot of the players up there, I thought that there was really a huge opportunity to put something really solid together and have a good cut off it this year.
We'll have updates from that Oscar Traynor game with Chris Ashmore from the 2 o'clock kickoff in Ballyar on Sunday afternoon. Finally, in golf, Seamus Power is in second round action at the RSM Classic in Georgia. The Waterford native has moved up to 7 under par early on day 2, 9 shots off the lead held by Andrew Novak. And on the LPGA Tour, Leona Maguire is level par early in her second round at the Tour Championship in Florida. That is 8 shots off the overnight lead of Korea's Somi Ling. That is all your sport for this evening. We're back with more on Saturday Sport tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark, August, and Nish, and Nuked, Le Colm Ferriter.
Jimmy Ritash of Colm Ferriter and Shawlin, the Prieve Skelty. Hussey and Commissioner Gaeliga O'Hui and Doctors Paul Deeds, Erechud Ibra go Hoffigul and Sharton Shaw. To Offig and Commissioner Gaeliga Nua Capiha, Mar one Hussport and Act Fenulacta, August Changa, a Rihu, Fridge Parliament, Nabratanya, and Minandolog Fiha Fia Sada. Beshe the Hulga Seren Commissioner Gaeliga, Kaijin Changa Ja Chlakta Sha Olvu, a Frorian Kurkon Ken the Gaeliga, and Ahan Udras Publi, Ohui, Beshrai Policy a Ja Chlakta, Majula Commersajago Solahar, Servishi, a Mask Elementi, Ella, a Hitchin Fina Hurum. Sabresh na Feimana Shin, Lakturma, Saraktiot, Gwal Feimana, Egan Commissioner Gaeliga Corlia, Takiot, August Troer, a Horch, the Udras Publi Major, La Husaj Nigeliga. Branu Kates a Shaska Gradam, or Gunolak, the Eg Sharman, the Skradam, Grown a Heron, a Raktal Tar, Gobliantul, a Glornigale, Lelinda Sharton Yasha, Bronter Nagradam, Er Gunolak, the Harter and Cheer, Margal Er Akaijan, Sarwaihish, Buncho Maaku, Akur Konkin Nigeliga, Augusid, Emon Akaj Gro, Vian Sarmanis on Eg Park and Croaky, Amaliahe Clea, Agus Marchodjan Okaj, Vranu Nagradam, Fentry Og, Er Gro, Er and Gro, Eco Paws, O Fobuskogi Door, A Hoglo and Gradam in Ranoga Hain, each group of Yavli and Jeg, would you orb me on the Jeg? A mask butchery Ella, na CDP na Rossan, August Treglan Crowley, Coargehus, Lo Elig. Tamwinu a curr foil of Forest Nagiliga, three scheme Chonskadal column killer, Lakodula Hirathasori, Kajur of a Kahu, Ejur Pobal Changa Gilligan, the Halibin, August Gilligan, the Herin, August and Yag, Shanga, Shah, and Yartu, Frigian Kajurov, August the Gaholus, August Farmaha, Irathish, or Foil, and Forest Nagiliga, Bonkai E. Shin Mahudsha, Eligulier, Slan, August Bannock.
Thanks, Colin. Having a look now to the weather forecast for this evening. Cloudy with some outbreaks of rain and drizzle with light to moderate southerly winds which will freshen in coastal areas. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at the main stories today. The man who passed away from his injuries sustained in a crash in Derry on yesterday morning has been named as 57-year-old David Elder of Ballymoney. The collision involved a lorry and a white Peugeot partner van and occurred in the Windyhall Road between Limavady and Coleraine shortly after 9:45. Police are continuing to investigate the circumstances and are appealing to those with information to make it known to them. Donegal has made marine history after a female narwhal washed up at Sweet Nelly's Beach. The animal, which is fondly known as the unicorn of the sea, is the first of its kind to appear on the Irish shoreline. It was discovered by a family walking on the beach on the Inishowen Peninsula. The funerals for two of the victims of a crash in Louth last week have heard stories about two young men who were full of life. Alan McCluskey and Dylan Commons died when the car they were travelling in crashed outside of Dundalk last Saturday. Their friends Chloe Hibson, Shay Duffy and Chloe McGee were also killed in the incident. And Donegal County Council had been meeting all day today to set its budget for next year. However, it ran into issues surrounding setting a 5% increase on commercial rates. Coming in live during the start of the bulletin, Donal Kavanagh did confirm that the meeting will be adjourned to next week. That's all for now from the newsroom. We'll be back with more headlines at the 6 o'clock news. The obituary notices this Friday evening, November 21st. The death has occurred of Kathleen Crawford, née McHugh, the Ross Castle Finn, reposing at her late home. Funeral from there on Sunday at 12:30 for Requiem Mass at 1 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Castle Finn. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Castle Finn. The death has taken place of Una Devine, née Doherty, 180 Strabane Old Road, Derry. Una's remains will be reposing at her home from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Sunday at 9:45. For 10:15 funeral mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Trench Road. Interment afterwards in St Mary's Cemetery, Ardmore. Family time please from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Charlie Kelly, Meanavoy, Stranorler. Remains will repose at Terence McClintock's funeral home, Ballybow Convoy, tomorrow from 3 o'clock until 7 o'clock. Rosaries at 7 p.m. The funeral mass will take place on Sunday in St Patrick's Church, Drumkeen, at 12 noon, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Everyone's welcome to attend the mass and committal. His home strictly private, please. Family flowers only, donations in lieu, if desired, to Friends of Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Terence McClintock, funeral director. The funeral mass can be viewed live on Terence McClintock's Facebook page. The death has taken place of Teddy McGlinchey, 486 Coal Hill Park, Newton Cunningham. Teddy's remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning for Requiem Mass in All Saints Church, Newton Cunningham at 11 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time please from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has taken place of John McDade, Breda Glen, Moville. John's remains are reposing at his home with a shuttle bus in operation. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10 to 11 for 11:30 funeral mass in St Columba's Church, Ballinacrae, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of Conall Russell, Tamney Kilmacrennan, reposing at the residence of his niece Josephine Russell and Peter O'Donnell, Drum of Bodden Kilmacrennan. Funeral mass on Sunday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Columba's Church Kilmacrennan. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to Remelton Community Hospital Patients Comfort Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Eddie Griffin, Ohadrina, Rosnachill, Fannad, reposing at his late residence, which is private, please. Requiem Mass tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columba's Church Massmount, with burial afterwards in Massmount Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on Patrick Sweeney Funeral Director's Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Pieta House, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Joseph Gallagher, Arisi Donal Nursing Home, formerly of Claggan Carrigart, reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass in St. John the Baptist Church, Carrigart, tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial. House private before the funeral. Family flowers only, please. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to HighlandRadio.com.